Couple of things that I remembered vividly from James Madison was the death of Franklin Roosevelt, which everybody in the whole country took very seriously, and was the whole country was grieving. And I remembered that we were all out on the vast athletic field at Madison for a ceremony, and I just remember the feeling of that, how that it was such a unity thing that everybody was really devastated. And eventually I graduated from James Madison with a couple of awards. I had the French Award and a couple of other things. And I had no choice about college. We had no money. And all the colleges that other kids were going to had tuition. And so I went to Brooklyn College. And I was proud of going to Brooklyn College. It was a darn good education. And I guess I was living back in the apartment with my parents again, and I bicycled to college, chained up my bicycle on the fence along Bedford Avenue, and I loved going to college. I was a member of a thing called a house plan, which was like a democratic aspect of sorority, and made friends that way. And college was, besides majoring in math, because I did well in math, it was a awakening and a discovery of many things. And I guess that's true for a lot of people who go to college. I discovered classical music. I discovered many aspects of history. I discovered aspects of New York City. I discovered theater. All of those cultural things just came tumbling in on me, and it was a wonderful experience going to college. I also did very well academically, and I like to tell this story. I had pretty much A or A minus averages throughout my whole school life, and I was clearly on the way to being not summa cum laude at college, but at least magna cum laude, based on grade point averages. But I had a run-in with my gym teacher one day, and this gym teacher, she just didn't like me. And it was a swimming course, it was, because you could specialize, and I had fencing, and I had volleyball. And one of the courses that I got gym out of the way was swimming. And I got a D in swimming. It was the only D in my entire academic career. But it meant that I couldn't be magna cum laude. I was merely cum laude. Yeah. Anyway, I loved going to college and loved some of the teachers. I became quite friendly with the man who became my advisor for my math thesis, Dr. Maria. And I remember writing a whole... This was about a time in my life that I started to enjoy writing. And I have lots and lots of things that I wrote about this one teacher that I had a tremendous crush on. And he was short and round and not the least bit attractive, but his personality shone, and I was crazy about him. And that was Dr. Maria, who was my thesis advisor for my master's. So I kept up with him all through college and graduate school. Okay, the next thing I will discuss is how I met Carl. In college, I became fascinated and quite involved in international folk dancing and also in square dancing. And at the square dance or folk dance club, people were talking about places in New York City that you could go and spend an evening dancing. And that kind of appealed to me, and I did. I went to a few places. I remember one was in the same building as Carnegie Hall. And I eventually went to a dance which was held at the Central High School of Needle Trades, which today is called the Fashion Institute of Technology. And this dance was held in an enormous gym. And the sound system with the instructions from a couple named Michael and Marianne Herman could not be heard audibly throughout the entire gym. And the Hermans knew that this was the situation, and they positioned various members of their elite corps of male dancers all over the gym to help any damsel in distress who might be having trouble with a few steps. Well, somewhere along the evening, a young man approached me and helped me for about 60 seconds. He was a wonderful dancer and a charming man. And so I danced with him, and I didn't get his name then. I just danced with him. Forward flash to about 2 years later, when I was starting to work at Bell Telephone Laboratories in Lower Manhattan, and I was introduced to somebody, a young engineer working in the building, and somebody said, Lorraine, this is Carl Goldschmidt. And I looked at Carl Goldschmidt and I said, haven't we met before? And it was a totally serious question, and we started brainstorming where in our past we had encountered each other, and sure enough, we traced it to that dance. So when people ask me today, where did you meet Carl, I have two answers. We either met dancing, or we met at Bell Telephone Laboratories. Anyway, he was going with somebody at the time, and I was going with somebody at the time, and so we were just acquaintances. But after a while, we each broke up with whoever we were going with, and we started dating, and it was a galloping courtship. We didn't want people talking, since we both worked in the same company, but we wanted to spend time together as much as possible. So we used to arrange to go out the building at lunchtime by different doors and meet two or three blocks further into Greenwich Village and roam the village together and then come back and go back into separate doors. And that's how we kept our passionate courtship a secret until finally we had no reason to keep it a secret. We became engaged, and it's all happened rather quickly. And I'm going to